Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today? Praise the Lord and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. Let me start by saying I am a little hoarse. I actually ministered on yesterday during the 11 a.m. service, so you may hear some hoarseness in my voice. But I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspectives with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a task for today. We are on day 70 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, counting down the last 100 days of 2017 to usher in our fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. Our topic for today is the ripple effect. The ripple effect. And we are coming from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. And I'm also going to refer to Joshua 24:15, Luke 10:34 through 42. And we're going to talk about former NFL player, Mr. Ray Caruth, who was convicted in the conspiracy to commit murder of his 7 months pregnant girlfriend after she refused to have an abortion. And we're going to talk about the ripple effect. And as we remove all spiritual and natural clutter, the impact of the choices that we make and how we can make good choices and create a good ripple effect, not only for us, but for our future generations. Or we can make bad choices and create a negative ripple effect. So make sure you have your last 100 days Remove All Clutter journal ready to take your notes and work your task. We're on day 70. This is going to be a powerful word today. Let's get ready and go to the book of Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. I'm reading from the KJV. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Come on and say it with me wherever you are. The ripple effect. In the book of Genesis chapter 2 that I just read for you, we are reading the biblical account of when God is beginning the establishment of man. So he has taken Adam and he's placed Adam into the Garden of Eden. And at this time, God has not yet made the helpmeet for him. He's not yet made Eve. And so God gave specific instruction to Adam. Look, I've given you everything here. You have dominion over everything. But there's one thing here that I'm telling you. You're not supposed to eat of this particular tree. Now, everything else you can touch, you can eat, you can do what you want. But with this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you're not supposed to eat of it. Now, if you disobey my command and you eat of it anyway, at the day, the exact time, the moment that you do so, you shall surely die. Now, those instructions were very specific, even to the point that a child could understand. Well, I think we all know how the story ends. Of course, God makes Eve the helpmeet for Adam. Eve listens to the serpent who is being guided by Satan. And Eve eats of the fruit and she decides that the fruit tastes good. And then she takes the fruit to Adam. And Adam knows that he's been directly instructed by God not to eat of this fruit, but he does so anyway. And then the Lord comes to hold them accountable for the choices that they've made. And Adam tries to blame it on Eve, and Eve tries to blame it on the serpent. And the Lord hears their defense, but then rules against them and says, but wait a minute. Adam, I gave you the dominion. I gave you this direct instruction. So I hear you trying to mitigate the situation by blaming someone else. And Eve, I hear you trying to mitigate the situation by blaming someone else. But the point is that I told you that the choice was yours. So no matter who else came in and gave you an alternative, who gave you fake news, who gave you alternative facts, who told you to do it a different way, I had given you instruction. So because you disobeyed me, today you reap the consequences that you shall surely die. See, Adam, it's not just you that reaps the consequences of your decision, but any children that you will have. You see, Eve, it's not just you that reaps the consequences of your decision, but now every woman after you shall have difficulty and pain and labor and childbirth. And it's not just you as husband and wife, but every other couple, every other man, every other woman reaps the consequences, because now I have to remove you from this place of perfection in which I placed you to send you out. I'll give you animal skins to cover you, but now you will toil the earth. You will have difficulty in life. You won't live the life that I ordained for you without having to affirmatively make choices every day that it's what you want. And at the end of time, ashes to ashes and dust to dust, you shall return. You shall surely die. The ripple effect. In other words, the reverberating waves of the decisions that you make last a lifetime. In the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15, the Bible says, "And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord," this is Joshua speaking, "choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." You see, there is a ripple effect, long-lasting sound waves. You know how you take a pebble or a rock and you throw it in such a way that it skips across the water, the pond, or the lake. And you see not only the wave from the initial impact of the rock hitting the water, but you see ongoing waves way out there that have been caused as a direct result of the impact caused by the one rock you threw, the ripple effect. In the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Now, Jesus is visiting the home of Mary and her sister, Martha. And Martha is, you know, a very busy person. She's preparing the food. She's making sure the home is straight. She's serving Jesus. She's doing all of these things while Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, spending quality time with him and hearing the word. And Martha gets a little upset about this. And she says to Jesus, "Now, it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. and Mary have chosen the good part, that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. You see, sometimes the ripple effect of us being so busy is that we're missing out on the better parts, the good part. The Lord said to Martha, you're coming to me about Mary, but you're the one who's troubled. You're the one who's so busy that you're missing out on the better part, that good part of spending time with me. Now, think about that as I get ready to talk to you about Ray Caruth. How many times are we so busy in life that we're missing out on the things that matter most? Spending time with our children. Then before we know it, they're grown and we're asking, where is the time gone? Or they're teenagers and, you know, they don't want to be around us like they did when they were little kids. And every time you looked up, it was mommy, mommy, daddy, daddy. All they wanted was to be around mom and dad. But we were so busy making a way for them and working so hard and giving everything we had to the job that we missed out on the better part. They're trying to redeem the time to get them back. Now they're grown and we're trying to do things with them. I know for me, this is so true. Still trying to take my son back to Disney World. My son is six feet tall and 20 years old, and I'm trying to take him back to Disney every chance I get for us to do that little It's a Small World After All ride. We did it once when he was a kid, and I want to do it again. And he's like, Mom, I'm grown now. I'm 6 feet. I can't fit in that little boat. You see, missing the things that are important, the ripple effect of the choices that we make. Now, our time is almost run. So let's talk about Ray Caruth. In the 1990s, Ray Caruth played for the North Carolina Panthers. He was a football player. He played for them. Well, he already had one child by a lady, I think, back in California. And I think that kid was about 3 or 4 years old when all of this stuff began to unfold. So he dated another female, and that female later testified at his trial that she also became pregnant, and he told her she had to have an abortion. And she testified that his exact words were, don't make me send someone over to have to kill you or to make you die in a fatal car crash. So she had the abortion. Well, at this particular time that I'm discussing, he got another lady pregnant. Her name was Sherika Adams, C-H-E-R-I-C-A. Sherika Adams was the only child of her parents, and she lived in North Carolina, and he met her at a party, and they dated off and on for quite a while. And then she informed him that she was pregnant. He told her to have an abortion, and she refused. So they ended up breaking it off, I think, for about 2 months. She never heard from him again. And all of a sudden, when she was 7 months pregnant, this is according to the trial and everything that was pieced together, he called her and invited her to a movie, and against her better judgment, she went. She spoke with her mother by phone and let her mother know where she was going, and then she had to meet him at his home. And while she was there, she began to have these uneasy feelings, and she called her mother again and said, I think I need to come home. Something is not right. She couldn't put her finger on it. And her mother was on the call as he told Sherika, come on, I'm ready now, because they're supposed to be going to a movie. I'm ready. So they went to a movie, and he had a lot of his friends over as well. Well, she drove her vehicle. He drove his vehicle, and some of his friends came along in their vehicle. They drove to the movie. They saw the movie, and afterward, he said to her he wanted to go back to her place. Well, she called her roommate on the phone and said, hey, he's coming over. He wants to come over, get the house clean. And it's just amazing about the ripple effect, because these phone calls were so probative and material in the trial of piecing together what he did and how he was involved. So all of a sudden, his vehicle stopped in front of her. She couldn't move her vehicle. And the vehicle of his friend stopped behind her. And to make a long story short, because this is only 15 minutes, the friends got out of their vehicle and they shot her. They shot into her vehicle 5 times. And 4 of the bullets, you know, hit her in different places. And her body began to bleed, pregnant with her 7-month-old son. And 70 minutes later that a C-section was performed on her, and the baby came out blue. He lived, but he lived with cerebral palsy, and he suffered severe brain damage. Sherika did not die at that point. She didn't die until a few months later. But during periods of her being lucid, or other words, you know, able to communicate, she was able to write out everything that happened and what he did to her and how this worked out. And so Ray was charged with conspiracy to commit murder, first degree murder, and other charges. The jury did not, and as well as his accomplices, the jury did not find him guilty of first degree murder, but they found him guilty of the lesser charges, and he was sentenced to 18 years in prison. He is scheduled to be released in October of 2018. During this time as well, while he was sitting in jail, he all of a sudden wanted custody of the son that he never wanted and that he had the mother killed to prevent that son from coming into this world. His mother and his team of attorneys fought for custody, and initially he was granted temporary visitation, and his mother took the child to see him. Of course, it's just a baby with CP in jail. But eventually, Sherika's mother was awarded permanent custody. Talk about the ripple effect. This man was an NFL player. Now, he had already had to sit out a season due to a fracture, and he was just about to come into his own. But the choices that he made impacted his life in such a way, the ripple effect, that he lost all of those great things he had just because he didn't want to have another child, the ripple effect. Now, he contends that when he gets out next year, he will meet with his son. His son is now, I think he's almost 18 or 19 years old. Beautiful. If you get a chance, Google him. Ray, R-A-E, Carruth, C-A-R-R-U-T-H, and Google the story and see his son. Yes, he has CP, and his grandmother is raising him. He's in a wheelchair and all of that. But my God, I mean, he's a beautiful young man. And so he says he's going to go see his son and tell him the story the way he feels it needs to be told. The ripple effect. A lot of you are also familiar with Aaron Hernandez, the former NFL player, or I should say the late NFL player, who is now deceased, and who hung himself in prison, and who had Jose Baez, the famed attorney, as part of his defense. And after he was acquitted in that particular trial, hung himself in prison after having a multi-million-dollar contract to play ball, the ripple effect. What I'm trying to say to you today, because our time is run, is that you have a choice to make bad decisions like we saw with Adam and Eve, and have those choices impact not only you, but your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your spouse, your parents, your siblings. Or you have a choice to do like Mary and to learn what's important in life and to choose the better part. But rest assured, just as we read in Joshua, no matter what decision you make, it will impact you, not only today, not only in the moment that you make the decision, but for the rest of your life. The waves will keep reverberating. The sound will keep traveling. The ripple effect. Now, the greatest thing that I want you to understand is that if you made bad choices, you got a chance today to throw another pebble in the water to disrupt the waves that were already in motion, and to change the flow of the current and the tide into your favor. No matter what you have done prior to today, the Lord still stands waiting, just as symbolized in the story of the prodigal son, saying to you, if you will repent and turn from your disobedient ways and come back to me, I will still kill the fatted calf in celebration of your life. I will still put my best robe and my ring on your finger, because I'm married to the backslider. And because, as I said in John 3:16, I saw so loved you that I gave my only begotten Son, that if you will believe in him, if you will confess him, if you will choose the better part, I open everlasting life unto you. And not only everlasting life, but the beginning of your best days now. I want you today, as we are about to go into prayer, and then I'm going to assign you our task because our time is run. But as we pray, I want you to think about the choices that you've already made this morning, and I'm doing the same. The choices you made on yesterday, last week, last month, last year, did they put you in a better place? In a better place spiritually, health-wise, financially, relationally, in relation to your marriage, your boyfriend, girlfriend, your children, your siblings, your friends, your interpersonal relationships? Did they put you in a better place career-wise? And in other words, if you could be living life exactly the way you wanted to, are you living that right now, in this very moment? And what choices cause you to be living the better parts? And what choices caused you not to be where you wanted to be? Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We honor you today. Father, we praise you because your word is so powerful. Thank you, Lord God, for reminding us that we are empowered to make choices about our lives. We do not have to sit back in passivity just saying whatever God's will is, let it happen. No, because you've taught us that it is up to us to exercise free will and to exercise our faith to bring into the earth realm the destiny and purpose that you have already ordained for our lives. Your will is that we be in good health and prosper, even as our soul prospers. Your will is that we be the head and not the tail. Your will is that we be above and not beneath. So you've already laid out for us what your will is. Now it's up to us to make the choices to do the things and to put into effect the affirmative acts that bring about the manifestation of your will. Now, Father, sometimes we've made bad choices. Sometimes we have not done all that you've told us to do. Sometimes we've been disobedient like Adam, and we want to repent of that this morning, and we want to ask forgiveness, Father, as we decide today to change the effect of the ways. We're going to throw in another pebble and disrupt. We're going to disrupt and change the current. We're going to change the tide for those places, situations, episodes in our lives wherein we're not living our best lives now, because it's not someone else's fault. It's our fault. And because we're willing to take accountability for not choosing the better part, we are now empowered to change the flow of the current. Father, we praise you and we ask forgiveness, and I come in agreement with everyone listening now and those who will listen later in the name of Jesus, that everything we want and everything you want for us is done. In Jesus' name, let everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise him. Our time is run. I got to get ready and give you our task for today. Then we're going to end with our song of today. Continue to praise the Lord. Just say, today, I change the current. Hallelujah. Say, today, I change the ripple effect of all the negative decisions I've made in my life. Say it again. Today, I change the current of the ripple effect of all the negative decisions I've made in my life. Praise the Lord. Now, our topic for today, day 70 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, is the ripple effect. Make sure you order your last 100 days Remove All Clutter journal from our website at feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. And this broadcast will be posted after 8 a.m. and available all day. Make sure you just send back at least three other people whom you know are down, depressed, emotionally despondent, sad about some decisions they've made so that they can hear this teaching. And then those who are happy as well and trying to do even better in life, send them as well so that they can understand how they can keep the positive ripple effect going. Everything you need is on feeldthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Our task for today, day 70, is that I want you to make two categories in your journal. And I want you to write down bad ripple effect, good ripple effect. The bad represents the bad decisions that you made that have you in a negative place right now. And I want you to write down the actions that got you there. Then for good ripple effect, I want you to write down the good things that are, or the things that are going well in your life, and write down the actions you took to get there. And once you can see them in front of you, your pros and cons, I want you to make a concerted effort, okay, to keep doing those things that have gotten you to the right place, and to do what's necessary to get rid of the bad patterns that have gotten you to the bad place. All right, I'll see you in the morning, 6:30 a.m. live. You can hear the recording after 8 a.m. at feeldeepfire.com. Our song for today, because we're believing that we're changing the bad ripples and we're creating great waves, is I Will Bless the Lord. I'll see you in the morning. Make some good waves.
Come on, I will bless his name. Is there anybody in this place that is here to bless him? Let me hear you make some noise. Come on, here we go. Set. Magnify.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Come on, sing it to him, sing it.
Whom the Son he has redeemed.
Come on, set. Clap your hands.
I will bless the Lord.
Sing it to him. Say, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
keep it there.